big thanks to all of our fans, parents, supporters who came up to Denison. You know, they had a good group of fans there, and the kids, you know, they performed, you know, above expectation again. And like you said, they keep surprising, and they're a team, you know, you can't count out. They wrestle hard for each other, and it's a fun group to work with. You know, they come and work and try to get better, and so it's fun to see them, you know, I guess having success or, you know, more results in their outcome. But it comes back to the work they're putting in and the work they're doing in the room and how they're pushing each other and improving. And so, you know, for us, 7 in the finals at the Hawkeye 10 tournament, that's an impressive number. 4 champs, 3 runner-ups. Put 11 guys on the stand, you know, the guys that came back on the backside, had a number of, you know, 4th, 3rd, and 4th place finishes. You know, it was just one of those days where I think we really optimized our point total.
Keaton Schrader, your champ at 106.
Yeah, Keaton 106 was the 1 seed, you know, came out. And, you know, Keaton's had a tremendous season. 39-8, you know, 39-8 now at the end of the regular season as we move to postseason this week. But Hawkeye 10 champ, that's exciting for him, exciting for his future, something to build off of. You know, in the final match, he built an early lead and then kind of got out of position a little bit. But he didn't panic. He kept wrestling and, you know, came back and finished with the victory there to win the Hawkeye 10. So great for him and great for, you know, as a freshman to see those results and, awesome for Keaton to be a Hawkeye 10 champ as a freshman.
Colin Harris, 113, and Braxton Hassett, 20, a runner-up finishes here.
Yeah, you know, a couple second-place finishes there. Colin, 113, Braxton, 120, both ran into tough kids from Lewis Central. Manns and Porter, returning Hawkeye 10 champs. You know, and I thought Colin battled Manns and then kind of late in the match gave up some late points, and, you know, we still got to work on getting away. And Braxton, just being more offensive, but great, you know, had great tournaments. Those guys making the finals, scored a lot of points along the way. You know, Colin, a fall and a major decision, you know, to get to the finals, and Braxton, you know, picked up 2 pins, to make the finals. So, scoring points, wrestling hard. You know, those guys, again, great regular seasons. Colin's 36-11 now, and Braxton has won 40 matches. He's 40-12 heading into the postseason. So hopefully, you know, they keep building off of, you know, the results they're having.
You know, Coach, and as we move down the line, and you know, Landon Hagen, he reached the stand, 4th place finish at 126, and your 32-pounder Carter Hadley, he had a 4th place finish as well. I mean, obviously, they're shooting for the top, but those points sure count.
Yeah, a couple 4th place finishes there for Landon Hagen, a freshman, and Carter Hadley, a sophomore, 26 and 32 respectively. There, you know, they're getting better. You know, it's one of those things where they ran into a couple of lost a couple tough matches. You know, Landon ran into you know, a kid that was a little more physical, a year older, you know, a little more experienced, a Duffy kid from Lewis Central, and I lost to him twice at the tournament, but competed hard. We see him, you know, improving and you know, heading in the right direction mentally as we move to the postseason. And you know, Carter Hadley, you know, came but got a 4th place finish. You know, one of those days where maybe Carter probably didn't have his best day, but he kept wrestling and he kept battling for the team and, you know, some things to improve on. And, you know, but Carter's had a great season, you know, 30 wins on the year, you know, for his first varsity season. That's, you know, a big step for him. And, again, we're excited to see where those two can go as we get ready for the postseason.
Well, you've got a 4-time Hawkeye 10 conference champ. I mean, that is not easy to do. With your 138-pounder, Aiden Smith.
Yeah, you know, Aiden, 4-time conference champ. I think I read yesterday in an article that there's been 27, you know, 4-time Hawkeye 10 champs. So that's a pretty select group, you know, only the second one from Atlantic to ever win four. You know, Aiden's one of those kids that has, you know, just been a staple for us, just a rock all 4 years, and a good leader for us. And, you know, again, we're excited, and he's excited about winning his fourth Hawkeye 10 title. That, like I said, that list of guys on that four-time list at the Hawkeye 10 is full of some really tough guys, and Aiden's earned his way there. And then you look at Calvin Hayes, runner-up finish at 144. Musa Valentine from Lewis Central in a hard-fought match. You know, we thought we knew it was going to be a close match. Valentine beat us there at the Council Bluffs Classic early in the season, and you know, we knew he was real tough and really good on top, and you know, he was able to kind of dictate and control you know, some situations. So, but Calvin had a great tournament, continues to improve. Again, one of those kids, you know, 39 wins on the season heading into the postseason. And we're excited to see what he can do in the postseason. And then Jaden Harder at 150, another sophomore, you know, Jaden Hawkeye 10 champs, now sits with 40 wins on the year as we head into the postseason. You know, winning a Hawkeye 10 title is hard to do, and so that's awesome for Jaden. He kind of got some revenge against the Harlan wrestler in the finals. You know, that was a match that you know, McKinley beat us in the duel, so it's good to see Jaden come back and get that victory in the Hawkeye 10 championship, and so something to build off as we get ready to head into the postseason.
157. And let's Smith, another fourth place finish for you.
Yeah, Draven finishing fourth at 157. You know, he's getting more and more confidence. He's a long kid. He's learning to use his leverage more and more. The more mat time he gets, the more he improves. You know, he's very dangerous. He's not afraid to. You know, he's not going to hold back on the mat. He's going to open up. We've just got to work on staying in a little better position, you know, cost himself, you know, a few matches once in a while, but the attitude and the aggressiveness is how we want to wrestle. So now it's just about learning, you know, to control your body, stay in a little better position in some of those situations, and he's going to continue to make some big strides. With a fourth place finish for Draven, you know, sits with 29 wins as we head to the postseason. Donovan Hedrington, the junior, Donnie came back, big match for us, got third place, picked up a pin for the third place. And, you know, as that tournament was wrapping up, you know, it was coming right down to the wire. I think at that time we might have been ahead by 3 points when Donovan went out there over Lewis Central and earning that third place victory plus the 2 points for the fall was really big for the team. And then you look at Traven Thomas at 215. Traven's a freshman. You know, it's been a growing and learning season for Traven, but he's kept a positive attitude. Came out, you know, opening round, got, you know, beat a kid from Riverside, or I'm sorry, from Red Oak that had beat him earlier in the season. So that's good to see. And had a hard-fought match there in his consolation round and just kind of got out of position or Traven makes the stand. And so it's fun to see him continue to improve. And then you look at, you know, Evan Sorensen, you know, a Hawkeye 10 champ, won his second Hawkeye 10 title here at heavyweight, and had a good hard-fought battle against Boothie from Glenwood, you know, a real tough sophomore, you know, and so picked up a 10-0 major decision there to win the Hawkeye 10 title and to ice it for the team. So all in all, you know, like I said, just a great day of wrestling for us. You know, we thought our kids competed hard. We picked up pins and bonus points, a number of tech falls. And, you know, that was, you know, those points are huge when you get into those tournaments. So real pleased where we are. We're excited. You know, now we turn our attention to the regional duel.